The Death Eater on the ground writhed and shrieked. Harry was sure the sound must carry to the houses around. Let the police come, he thought desperately. Anyone, anything. Voldemort raised his wand. The tortured Death Eater lay flat upon the ground, gasping.
Get up, Avery, said Voldemort softly. Stand up. You ask for forgiveness. I do not forgive. I do not forget. 13 long years. I want 13 years repayment before I forgive you. Wormtail here has paid some of his debt already, have you not, Wormtail?
He looked down at Wormtail, who continued to sob.
You return to me, not out of loyalty, but out of fear of your old friends. You deserve this pain, Wormtail. You know that, don't you?
Yes, master, moaned Wormtail. Please, master, please.
Yet you helped return me to my body, said Voldemort coolly,
watching Wormtail sob on the ground.
Worthless and traitorous as you are, you helped me. And Lord Voldemort rewards his helpers.
Voldemort raised his wand again and whirled it through the air. A streak of what looked like molten silver hung, shining in the wand's wake. Momentarily shapeless, it writhed and then formed itself into a gleaming replica of a human hand, bright as moonlight, which soared downwards and fixed itself upon Wormtail's bleeding wrist. Wormtail's sobbing stopped abruptly. His breathing harsh and ragged, he raised his head and stared in disbelief at the silver hand, now attached seamlessly to his arm, as though he were wearing a dazzling glove. He flexed the shining fingers, then, trembling, picked up a small twig on the ground and crushed it into powder.
"My lord," he whispered, "master, it is beautiful. Thank you. Thank you."
He scrambled forward on his knees and kissed the hem of Voldemort's robes.
"May your loyalty never waver again, Wormtail," said Voldemort.
"No, my lord, never, my lord."
Wormtail stood up and took his place in the circle, staring at his powerful new hand, his face still shining with tears. Voldemort now approached the man on Wormtail's right.
"Lucius, my slippery friend," he whispered, halting before him, "I am told that you have not renounced the old ways, though to the world you present a respectable face. You are still ready to take the lead in a spot of muggle torture, I believe. Yet you never tried to find me, Lucius. Your exploits at the Quidditch World Cup were fun, I dare say. But might not your energies have been better directed towards finding and aiding your master?"
"My lord, I was constantly on the alert," came Lucius Malfoy's voice swiftly from beneath the hood. "Had there been any sign from you, any whisper of your whereabouts, I would have been at your side immediately. Nothing could have prevented me."
"And yet you ran from my mark when a faithful Death Eater sent it into the sky last summer," said Voldemort lazily, and Mr. Malfoy stopped talking abruptly. "Yes, I know all about that, Lucius. You have disappointed me. I expect more faithful service in future."
"Of course, my lord, of course. You are merciful. Thank you."
Voldemort moved on and stopped, staring at the space, large enough for two people, which separated Malfoy and the next man.
"The Lestranges should stand here," said Voldemort quietly. "But they are entombed in Azkaban. They were faithful. They went to Azkaban rather than renounce me. When Azkaban is broken open, the Lestranges will be honoured beyond their dreams. The Dementors will join us. They are our natural allies. We will recall the banished giants. I shall have all my devoted servants returned to me, and an army of creatures whom all fear."
He walked on. Some of the Death Eaters he passed in silence, but he paused before others and spoke to them.
"McNair, destroying dangerous beasts for the Ministry of Magic now, Wormtail tells me. You shall have better victims than that soon, McNair. Lord Voldemort will provide.
Thank you, Master. Thank you,
murmured McNair. And here, Voldemort moved on to the two largest hooded figures, we have Crabbe. You will do better this time, will you not, Crabbe? And you, Goyle? They bowed clumsily, muttering dully.
Yes, Master. We will, Master.
The same goes for you, Knot, said Voldemort quietly, as he walked past a stooped figure in Mr. Goyle's shadow.
My lord, I prostrate myself before you. I am your most faithful—
That will do, said Voldemort. He had reached the largest gap of all, and he stood surveying it with his blank red eyes, as though he could see people standing there. And here we have six missing Death Eaters, three dead in my service, one too cowardly to return, he will pay, one who I believe has left me for ever, he will be killed, of course, and one who remains my most faithful servant, and who has already re-entered my service. The Death Eaters stirred. Harry saw their eyes dart sideways at each other through their masks. He is at Hogwarts, that faithful servant, and it was through his efforts that our young friend arrived tonight. Yes, said Voldemort, a grin curling his lipless mouth as the eyes of the circle flashed in Harry's direction. Harry Potter has kindly joined us for my rebirthing party. One might go so far as to call him my guest of honour. There was a silence. Then the Death Eater to the right of Wormtail stepped forward, and Lucius Malfoy's voice spoke from under the mask.
Master, we crave to know, we beg you to tell us how you have achieved this miracle, how you managed to return to us.
Aha, what a story it is, Lucius, said Voldemort, and it begins and ends with my young friend here. He walked lazily over to stand next to Harry, so that the eyes of the whole circle were upon the two of them. The snake continued to circle.
You know, of course, that they have called this boy my downfall, Voldemort said softly, his red eyes upon Harry, whose scar began to burn so fiercely that he almost screamed in agony.
You all know that on the night I lost my powers and my body, I tried to kill him. His mother died in the attempt to save him, and unwittingly provided him with a protection I admit I had not foreseen. I could not touch the boy. Voldemort raised one of his long white fingers and put it very close to Harry's cheek. His mother left upon him the traces of her sacrifice. This is old magic. I should have remembered it. I was foolish to overlook it, but no matter. I can touch him now.